At the NAMA Fall Conference, I'm visiting with Aidan Conley. And Aidan, it is so great to see you again. You are going to be doing our closing general session here, talking about through the lens of a leader. This conference has been all about leadership, celebrating leadership, so very fitting close here. Tell us just a couple little points that you'd like to make here to this crowd as we look ahead for what's in store for us in ACT.
I think that my presentation will primarily cover the fact that agriculture has never been so key to the world. I think anybody who travels has the sense that food is a conversation that everybody wants to have. It's in the newspapers every day. So I'll be giving some sense of some of the challenges that we're facing in agriculture, but also hopefully a very positive outlook in terms of the fact that this is center stage from a political point of view and from a people point of view. I'm going to move through the presentation then and also move into some of the characteristics I think that future leaders should have. Travel is obviously a key one in terms of agriculture, understanding what's going on in China, Brazil and India, a sense of curiosity, willingness to use new technology, embrace new technology. These are the sorts of things that I see moving forward. But I think above all else, it's the understanding that agriculture is a tremendous career, has a tremendous message to tell, and is a very exciting area to be involved in.
But when you mention travel and kind of having some knowledge about what is going on, because we're in this global marketplace, you've definitely had an opportunity to do some of that, I think, even just recently. What are some of the things you kind of see out there that would be really, really important for some of our young leaders coming up today?
Well, I think we start with the short-term, longer-term challenges. Mm-hmm. Today, the long-term issue is that agriculture needs to continue to become more productive and needs to do so with limited resources. And the resources, very fundamentally, are land, water, and sunshine. Mm-hmm. They're not going to make more land, they're not going to make more water, and they're not going to make more sunshine. So people have access to those wherever that is in the world, in the United States, in Brazil, in Africa, have a fundamental advantage over everybody else. Short term, we're going to have some challenges in terms of the existing drought that exists in North America and the repercussions that has for feed cost, that has for the types of things we're going to be feeding animals. I think that it's going to even have some implications in terms of mycotoxins we're going to be seeing in the coming year. So I think we're in for a very bumpy ride in the short term, but I still would fundamentally look at some of those longer term issues and say those represent, at least from the North American perspective, tremendous opportunities for us to continue to lead and be leaders within agriculture.
I know that just way back when I was getting started, I was told it was so important to maybe have a second language that you could speak possibly. That seems to be even more important today. I wish that I was able to do that myself. But, you know, when you see our young leaders coming up, and that's part of what this conference is about, they really are need to look at some of the kinds of skills they're going to have in order to go out and deal with their customers around the world.
I agree, and I've had the luck, let's call it, to learn French and Portuguese and Spanish through my work, and use that on a regular basis, so I keep it fairly fresh. But I think above all else, and even above and beyond languages, is the need to go and see how other people do business. And it's not as difficult or different as you imagine it to be. There are the opportunities out there to do that. Certainly, having been to China, I was in China this morning, mm-hmm. I can tell you that in China, business is done in a different way, but relationships are important in the United States, and relationships are important in China. They are growing at a tremendous rate, and they're embracing U.S. Mm-hmm. technology. So I think the language issue is important, but the willingness and ability to accept other cultures, mm-hmm. to understand how business is done, can only really be appreciated by traveling, going there, and experiencing it at first hand.
Well, I can't agree with you more. Look to be doing a little bit more of that myself in the coming year, as our schedules are already being set, even out into the end of 2013. Thank you very much. Aidan Conley, our closing speaker here at the NAMA Fall Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.